Chapter 6. Gruber's Last Stand. On the west side of the base, where the kitchen block met the sunken Habs, the survivors of 15 regiments faced off against a horde of howling cultists and mech slaves that had been harvested from Agrippina's high forges when the planet had been destroyed. The cultists charged barefoot across the ice and were mown down as they caught on the lines of barbed wire. But they were just the first assault. Behind them came industrial mech slaves, pumped full of stims, their data coils replaced with a searing litany of heresy and chaos bile. It sent their lobotomized minds into a state of frenzy. A single platoon of Cadian shock troopers held the front trench. A Sons of Malice kill squad turned their flank, so they fell back to the Aegis defence line. The first line knelt as the second fired over their heads, and the third line reloaded. Their lieutenant had lost an arm on Cadia, but he taught himself to shoot left-handed.
"First rank!"
he shouted, and a salvo of shots stabbed out.
"Second rank!"
And again the shot scythed into the enemy.
"Third rank!"
The mech slaves scrambled over the barbed wire. They leapt the front trench and charged towards the Aegis with all the ferocity of arcoflagellants. The men held their line.
"Fire at will!"
The order went out when the mech slaves were 20 feet off, and the lieutenant lowered his bolt pistol and fired, hitting one in the chest and blowing its frail factorum body apart. The first mech slave attacked the metal Aegis, its buzzsaw throwing yellow sparks into the air. A last round to the heart stilled the thing, but more of them were gaining the line. The Cadians were mowing the insane creatures down, but it was not enough. Even the wounded bounded and skidded on their own entrails. Only death could stop them. They came forward in a blizzard of razor scythes, forge hammers and pain lashes. The line of Cadians held firm. Not one man flinched, even as the tide of mech slaves tore into them, and the first, second and third lines disappeared in a spray of red. On the east side of the compound, the line of wrecked Arvus lighters gave the heavy weapons teams a broad field of fire over the top of the trench and defence line networks. There, the elite Cadians drove the assault back 3 times, leaving a field of burning tanks and dying cultists. As the day wore on, the enemy withdrew, but none of the Cadians was fooled. The heretics had just been testing them. Now they knew their strengths and weaknesses. The Sons of Malice had bidden their time. They launched their assault under cover of dark, an armoured spearhead plunging straight over the trenches on the west side, right up to the line of stacked containers. The heretic tanks mowed heavy weapons squads down beneath their tracks, while stragglers were cut down with chainsword and axe before lasbolts drove them back. The surviving Cadians were pushed back towards the central Habs, where Gruber stood, sword in hand.
"We cannot hold!"
Lalink shouted. His left arm was in a crude sling, but he'd drawn his chainsword.
"We will hold!"
Gruber told him, but he'd known that this moment would come.
"To me!"
he shouted, and gathered his Khazrakin about him. In the darkness, the lasbolts flashed. Gruber marched out, bellowing the war cry.
"Cadia stands!"
The Khazrakin shielded the body of General Gruber with their own. Their hell guns flashed a bright orange, but many of them were armed with plasma and melter. Their unerring aim punished the enemy. When the cultists charged, they were met with a wall of flame. The Khazrakin held their ground as the fiercest made it to their line. There was a furious hand-to-hand struggle, a brutal combat decided by bayonets and knives, rifle butts and courage. After what seemed an age, the cultists withdrew, dragging their wounded with them.
"Have we won?"
someone asked, confused. Gruber laughed.
"Not until we've killed the renegade Astartes. Until we meet them, there will be no victory."
As the dawn came, the survivors could see the cost of the night's fighting. The western defences had been overrun, the trenches filled with the bodies of their enemies. Gruber reorganised his defences. The doorways of the central Hab were barricaded, each room and window made defensible. The cultist attacks came again and again, interspersed with bombardment from space. The void shield lasted for 2 days before the generator overheated, and there was nothing the tech priests could do. Then, the base was subjected to a maelstrom of lance and bombardment cannon. At the same time, waves of cultists charged against them. Mist rose as the bombardment melted the ice. When it seemed that there was nothing worse to come, the onslaught ended, and the handful of stunned and scattered survivors crawled out of the ruins of the Hablock and trenches, looked skywards and saw, in all its terror and magnificence, another orbital assault. Chaos warbands that had been scouring the Agrippina sector flocked to Fate's anchorage, eager to take their share in the spoils. They all joined in the attack. They came in drop pods and thunderhawks and more ancient craft of brass and black ceramite. There were warbands from the Sons of Slaughter, the Black Legion, Crimson Slaughter, and five other legions. This time, there was no counterfire. The Hydra gun platforms were in ruin. The Baneblades had been destroyed. The survivors of Cadia, dead. The assembled warbands strode forward in their armour of black and brass, blue and gold, dripping red, black and white. They were here to witness and celebrate 10,000 years of struggle. It was a warrior from the Sons of Malice who singled General Gruber out. The Space Marine pointed with one hand, while from his other shoulder a black suckered tentacle flicked about it, like the twitch of an irritated feline.
"Cadian," he called out. "It is not too late to turn."
Its tentacle made a gesture of taking in the assembled ring of Chaos Space Marines about them.
"We all started as you, defending the false Emperor. If you renounce your vows, I will spare you."
General Gruber stumbled to his feet. His voice was clear and strong, despite the gashes that had been torn through his breastplate. He ignited his power sword as the dreadful monster strode towards him.
"Never!" he shouted as he charged.